Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, the last 72 hours for Trump and MAGA Republicans has been absolutely awful. We've seen Donald Trump and Elon Musk have this massive feud that blew up. They both hate each other. It's dividing everybody politically. We see his, quote, big, beautiful bill that is nothing but, you know, taking healthcare away from millions of Americans and exploding the deficit. That's going nowhere. It's politically pretty much dead in the water, which is objectively a good thing. But for Trump in the MAGA world, it's been nothing but meltdowns. And while that's been going on, Trump has also made a fool of himself in the White House, which I'm about to show you a clip of. Absolutely insane. And we've seen Donald Trump's Secretary of Education and Secretary of Commerce testify in front of the House and the Senate, and they were atrocious. I mean, absolutely atrocious. So we're going to take a look at some of these clips and react to them, have a little bit of a laugh. I hope you're having a good Friday. Once again, my name is Chris. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, hit like, click subscribe. If you want to join this growing community to punch back against MAGA, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have been showing so much love to my channel, and truly, it means the world. It means so much. If you just click the link, go over there, check out some of my videos. You guys rock. All right, let's take a look at these clips. We'll have some laughs. It is funny, but also slightly like, you know, makes you want to rip your hair out because it's like, I can't believe we're being led by these people. But let's take a look at the first clip here. Donald Trump in the Oval Office. This is rough.
June 6th tomorrow, this is D-Day anniversary when the Americans once ended a war in Europe. And I think this is in your hand in specific, in ours.
That was not a pleasant day for you?
No, that was not a pleasant
day.
Well,
not a great
in
day.
The long run, Mr. President, this was the liberation of my country from Nazi dictatorship.
That's true. So, that's true.
And we know what we owe you. But this is the reason why I'm saying that America is again in a very strong position to do something on this war and ending this war. So.
It is so clear Donald Trump does not know basic U.S. history. And again, I think this is something we've all been screaming about for a while. But as Donald Trump's, you know, cognitive decline becomes much more mainstream, I'd say, we've talked about it a lot on this channel. But as it, you know, kind of garners more attention from people who might not be paying as much attention politically, this type of stuff is also getting more press. And it's very clear that he has no idea what World War II is. He has no idea what D-Day is, which is today, June 6th, as I record this video. And it's kind of, you get the same feelings arise as Trump when he was in the Oval Office with Zelensky. It's just like this deep, I don't know, sinking feeling in a way of like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm watching this. I can't believe I'm an American watching this. But simultaneously, it is good that these things are getting more press because got to show up in the midterms, make our voices heard, because this is not who we need to be led by. It's not good. It's not good. All right, we go to the next one. Secretary of Commerce here talking about bananas. This one is insane. Insane. Take a look at this.
What's the tariff on bananas? Americans, by the way, love bananas. We buy billions of them a year. I love bananas. What's the tariff on bananas?
The tariff on bananas would be representative of the countries that produce them.
And what's that tariff?
Generally 10%.
Correct, 10%. Walmart has already increased the cost of bananas by 8%.
But as countries do deals with us, that will go to zero. As countries do deals with us, that will go to zero.
But the cost is on the American consumer now and on the businesses with the confusion now. Mr. Secretary, I believe you know better. I believe you recognize that a trade deficit is not something to fear. I believe you know that predictability, stability is essential for businesses. I wish you would show that truth to this administration, and I yield back.
Time of the gentlelady has expired.
Would you mind, Mr. Chairman, if I make one quick comment to the end? Would that be okay?
I'm sorry?
Would you mind if I make one quick comment to the representative?
Sure. Please.
There is no uncertainty if you build in America— and you produce your product in America, there will be no tariff.
We can't produce that as an American.
So the concept of building in America and paying no tariff
we cannot,
is very, very clear.
We cannot
fighting
build
for imports,
bananas in America.
Time of the gentlelady has.
That is, it's so funny. Howard Lutnick is the man you just saw. He's the Commerce Secretary, believes that we can build bananas in the United States. It's the same conversation that's been happening, or was happening, I should say, as we get in this vicious 24-hour news cycle around guacamole. Most of the guacamole, almost all of it that we get, the avocados we get, I should say, come from Mexico. And people are like, well, just build avocados in the United States. That is, these things are not built. They're not built. Some things grow some places. I mean, what are we doing here? We got to go back to the third grade. So unfortunately, Howard Lutnick believes that bananas are just need to be built in America. Let's get some factories going. We'll just build the bananas. That's not how that works. And again, these tariffs, specifically on food products like this, like bananas and avocados, really, really hurt consumers as, you know, these businesses are forced to, you know, they're not going to eat the tariff. So they're forced to pass it on to the consumer. Insane, insane. All right, we go to the last one here. This is from Representative Lee, who she does a phenomenal job here. And I want you to take a look at this and we'll talk a little bit about it. This is her talking to the Secretary of Education.
That I would like to your thoughts on, simple yes or no, if this is a legal DEI, an example, would you say that it would be an illegal DEI for a lesson plan on the Tulsa race massacre?
I'd have to get back to you on that.
Do you know what the Tulsa race massacre is?
I'd like to look into it more and get back to you on it.
Okay, so I look forward to that. How about the book Through My Eyes by Ruby Bridges, for instance?
I haven't read that.
Have you learned about Ruby Bridges?
If you have specific examples you'd like
that
to
that was a specific example.
I'll be very happy.
It was an incredibly specific example.
I named a specific questions, book. And I will look into it and get back to you.
Thank
on them.
You. How about a school having a voluntary celebration for Pride Month?
Well, I think that...
voluntary.
Well, let's make sure that in our schools...
This is yes or no?
We're looking... No, it's not.
Okay. How about...
All right, so a couple things here. This is Linda McMahon, and if you're thinking to yourself, McMahon, that sounds familiar. Her husband, Vince McMahon, wrestling. There's no background in education here. Genuinely, like zero qualifications to be up here. And I really appreciate Representative Lee for this line of questioning. She did a fantastic job. However, it is genuinely effing disheartening that the Secretary of Education clearly doesn't know anything about the Tulsa race massacre and doesn't know anything about Ruby Bridges. This is the Secretary of Education. That is mind-boggling. And you also see in this entire, you know, segment with Linda McMahon that lasted hours that this line of questioning around DEI, she was keen to, you know, essentially not answer if African-American studies, for example, is DEI. It's so gross. It's incompetent. It's gross. It's racist. She knows a lot of these things are incompetent. She also answered another question about how she essentially refused to answer if Joe Biden won the 2020 election or if we should teach kids that Joe Biden won the 2020 election. And she knows in all of these things that she's wrong and it's dumb, but she cares more about sucking up to Trump, keeping her job, having, you know, millions of dollars flow from her wrestling and being close to the President of the United States, and that's all she cares about. And it's so disheartening to have people like this in these positions running our country. Once again, that's why we need to make our voices heard in 2026. Luckily, though, I guess, last thing I'll say, it is good that MAGA's having a bad week. We can all sit back, have a little bit of popcorn and say, they're embarrassing themselves on a national stage. And because of people like you using your voices, a lot of people are hearing about it, which is good. So I appreciate you watching. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoyed this video, click subscribe. I say it every single time. We're trying to build something here to punch back against MAGA. And if that's something you want to be a part of, all you have to do is click subscribe down below. The link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. I appreciate you watching. Hope you have a great weekend and I will see you in the next video.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.